Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is a very snowy Wednesday here. And I have to tell you, I almost set up a replay show because I was so energetically drained this morning. I did not sleep well last night, and I do know why, and I accept the consequences because I still would have done what I did, but that doesn't mean that I have to like it. And so I was like, oh, man, I'm so tired. I don't know if I can bring my A game. And then I'm like, hello, why not talk about what I do when I feel this way? Because I'm well aware that I'm not the only one. Although my circumstances, there's a definite reason why I didn't sleep. But at the same time, everybody's dealing with some sort of situations, right? Yeah, it's simply not at all simple, but it is happening, right? And the reality is we are energetically drained. We have good days. We have not so good days, and we need some tools to work through them, to figure it out, to understand, and to move forward always, right? We always want that forward movement. So, yeah, so much energy. I don't even know. So when you're feeling energetically drained, your brain is fuzzy, right? Like, you kind of trail off. So, yeah, this is going to be a fun show. There'll be lots of pauses because I'm like, whoa. When you're energetically drained, you just sort of drift off and you have to bring yourself back to say, oh, yeah, what am I doing? Because you're tired, right? And not just physically tired, like in your energy, in your soul, in your mind, body, spirit tired. And it happens. And it happens more often than we would like, right? I'm hearing from a lot of you that you're having some trouble sleeping. And so I've been working on energy clearings for people with that. I will be obviously doing some to myself. My husband just went through this. And it's because our brain can't shut off, right? We have so much going on in our mind. And then for us empaths, or people that are sensitive and psychic and pick up energy, it's not always just our energy. I'm pretty sure I know why my energy was off last night and I had horrific nightmares. And it was about specific people and situations that are actually really happening. And I just need to find a way to work through the energy, process it, and release it. And when you're tired, it's obviously harder because your mind's a little bit cloudy. But you can do it. You know, yesterday was just a crazy weird day. My dog was just all over the place. He went outside and inside and outside and inside, like before it was daylight, probably about 15, 16 times. And then he would woof, and maybe it's because I have us all energy protected in kind of a dome situation, or maybe it's just the way he was facing, but it kept echoing back to him. And that was making him even madder because he was determined to protect me from whatever was going on, right? So I had to turn on a radio let him listen to music so that he could, like, calm himself down and nap, right? Now, isn't that a good tool for all of us? So if you're feeling that edgy, you know, inside, outside, can't settle down, maybe you pace like I do. If you're feeling that, perhaps putting on some music, and now you can go two ways with the music. I have a playlist that's both, so that's how I manage it. Some of it is like heavy, not heavy, that's not the right word, but busy, like 80s rock or songs that make me want to sing and dance because it reminds me of my youth. And then I have the songs that take me to my happy place, like George Strait, right? Some Reba McEntire, some of those songs that I feel soothe my soul. And so that is one way to, when you feel you're dysregulated or your energy's all over the place, to help you regulate. Do the physical activity or find an activity that soothes your soul. So then he went, had a nap, and then later on after we did outside chores and we came back in, he was fine. He was way better. Just something was upsetting him. And just as I'm talking, I notice one of my cats is like, she keeps sniffing the air and looking around like there's energies here that she doesn't like. So I will be doing energy clearing after the podcast, after my horsey chores. It is kind of miserable out this morning, and considering I'm so tired, I decided I would do the chores after the podcast. Otherwise, I would probably be late to the podcast, and then that just energetically frustrates me and causes me, you know, stress and anxiety. So I know myself well enough to make this choice. I realize I will get yelled at when I go to feed my horses, but they will be okay. They will get over it because they're very food motivated. But it is pretty miserable here this morning. The wind is blowing and it's snowing. And apparently we had an earthquake yesterday. That doesn't happen here. I didn't feel it, but I was actually out with friends, so maybe it didn't, like, affect my particular area, but I know people, like, not far from me said they felt it, so that was crazy. Our world is just not the same, right? Everything is just a little bit off. So I also want to talk about, so all this energy came up right now and that I was dreaming about, and that it was, you know, there is some psychic attack energy in there, absolutely. There's some pissed off energy in there. But there's also the energy that I feel because I feel what other people are feeling. And so you have to find your process to discern, is it yours or is it somebody else's? Now, luckily for me, I have energy clearing and I can quickly do that. It takes time, but I can do it. And so here's my self-promotion piece. If you're feeling energetically drained and you cannot shake it, please contact me and let's discuss an energy clearing so that we can reset you and get you back on track. Tell me that you listen to my podcast and I'll give you a deal. And so this morning, that's what I'll be working on because I know not all of it's mine. And here's the thing. This particular situation that I'm in and talking about, it is somebody else's bad choices, and I found out about it. And now they need me to blame because they need a scapegoat. They need, because they are not skilled at self-reflection or, like, emotional understanding, right? They're not good at talking about things because I tried. I tried to talk about this relationship, and I was shut down and dismissed. And, like, shut down and dismissed with disdain, too. And you know what? That's not how I roll. I like to communicate. I like to talk about emotions and deep feelings and understandings, which is why my business is so successful, because I'm good at it. I'm good at listening. I'm good at understanding. I'm good at helping. And so in this situation, they want none of that. They want me to shut up and go away, which is completely entertaining because they know me well enough that they should know that that's not going to happen. There was a problem, a huge problem, and I was very upset about it. And instead of whining, complaining, and expecting somebody else to do something, I was proactive. I was proactive in a very gracious, gentle, concerning manner, and the recipient wasn't sure how to feel about that. But they're taking steps to improve the situation, and that's what I wanted. It's interesting because the recipient is struggling to understand where I'm coming from, because the way I am with this person is not something that this person is used to. This solid, non-judgmental, caring, without an agenda energy. And it causes this person to struggle a bit. And they fall back into some old patterns, which I know what they are, and I just politely and graciously steer it to another direction because I don't have an agenda. And it doesn't matter how many times other people will try to convince themselves that I do. The energy of the truth is always there. And I know that causes them to struggle. And so I'm treating them with compassion and kindness, but I'm not putting up with any BS. So I feel like that is how the next couple months are going to go, because so many people are struggling, ourselves included. And so I feel like if we can treat situations with a little more objectivity, because they're coming from where they're coming from for their own reasons, and we don't have to understand it, but if we can be objective, we can, like, have conversations or deal with a situation in a way that doesn't upset us. There's going to be a lot of managing our expectations for the next few months, what kind of role you expect people to have in your life, and doing some really, really deep dive reflection and searching, and to be able to understand, can they actually fulfill your expectation? Because maybe they can't. Because maybe they're not emotionally skilled enough to give you what you need. And, you know, when I'm coaching people, if you're in a situation, you either have to change your perspective on this situation and accept the people for who they are, how they do things, find a way to make peace with it, or you have to change your situation. And that might mean walking away or limiting contact. And it doesn't matter if it's a workplace situation, a family situation, a friend relationship. Like, no matter what the situation, you either find a way to make peace with it and be okay with it exactly how it is, because you cannot change the other person unless they want to. No matter how much you want to, if they don't, because they don't understand that they could change or that things might be different. Because remember, people love their comfort zones. Change is super hard for a lot of people, especially when it involves emotions. They're just unskilled in that area, and it freaks them out, and they can be reactive and defensive and, like, mean. I'm doing some pretty intense research on all of this because I want to understand. Not just for myself, but for all the clients I deal with and some family that would be open to me helping them understand. And because it's not that the people involved are bad people, just the opposite. They're just not quite emotionally mature, perhaps. Like, they're, and it's in the emotional part, right? They might be really good at taking care of all the physical stuff, like making sure that, you know, there's food and money, and if you're sick, they make sure you have the care that you need. But if you want to have a deep conversation about life goals or stuff that's bothering you in life, they might not be skilled at going there. They simply don't know how. And it creates all sorts of energy and feelings in them, and it doesn't always come out as something positive. And so we need to pay attention to that and pay attention to our own energy. Man, if we haven't learned to delve into some self-awareness in the last 3 years, then we're not paying attention at all. Right? I'm sure you all agree with that, because self-reflection and figuring out stuff, it's almost mandatory now. Because we have to have creative ways to get through this, because so many things are a struggle. Not everything. Don't forget to celebrate the good things. Every few weeks I have lunch with a group of ladies, or supper. Not lunch, we're all working. Supper. And I have to tell you, last night I had the hardest time getting myself out the door. I was edgy, restless, didn't like anything I was wearing, thought my hair was stupid, wanted to, like, hide in a ball cap. Like, just, it was, like, messy. Messy, messy, mean I was to myself. I was overly judgy and critical on everything I was doing in those moments, and I just had to stop myself. I grounded my energy, and I'm like, all right, you need to change this. You need to let this go. Let this go. So I played a good song that made me lift my energy, and I just shook myself out of it. Then I ended up having fabulous conversations, and it was completely worth it. But you can get into that little spiral messiness, and it's hard to shake out. I didn't even tell the ladies that, man, I had to drag my butt. And then, just as I'm, like, I left the yard, and I'm driving, and I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere. And then one of the ladies texted that she was already at the restaurant because she was early, and it completely lifted my energy. I went from driving super slow, pouting, whining to myself about it, to, oh, yeah, okay, I know. All it takes is a slight shift in our energetic field, right? A slight shift, and we can release it and let it go. It is that quick and easy if we're aware. And then I'm like, yay, this will be fun. Like, I don't know. I do know, actually, because I'm in this weird situation that, again, pretty sure I'm in a parallel universe, but whatevs. It'll be fine. How often are you saying that? It'll be fine. Our guided imagery today, I'm going to do a deep chakra balancing because that's what I feel would help me. So guess what? That's what we all get. I have to tell you, I'm super excited about all this research that I'm doing, though. It's completely fascinating, and it's really helping me make sense of my life. Some of it is upsetting. Upsetting, but then validating. Yeah, it's super interesting. But as you all know, when you're on this journey of self-awareness, that's how it goes. You have to look at your shadow stuff. And your shadow stuff always shows up in relationships, doesn't it? So, I'm going to post this on my personal Facebook page today so that I can make it happen. Due to personal reasons, I will be shining brightly and unapologetically, taking up space for the foreseeable future. Like, I feel like that's a life goal for today, maybe a game goal. Game goal, a day goal. See, when you're emotionally exhausted and your brain is going 100 miles an hour, your words get muddled, your thoughts get muddled. So make sure you take those nice breaths in. On your in-breath, count to 4. On your out-breath, count to 8. Let's just do that for a few moments. Nice. Doesn't that feel better? So feeling edgy, feeling restless, feeling, you know, dysregulated is what that feeling is also called. Do that breath thing. Your in-breath count to 4. On your out-breath count to 8. and it will help you regulate your energy and bring you a sense of calm and awareness and being present. You can also put your hand on your heart when you do this. Let's try that for just two of them. Hand on your heart, or both hands, actually. I have both hands on my heart. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. You can also breathe in through your nose on the count of four and breathe out through your mouth on the count of eight if you're feeling like that would, if that feels better for you. There's no judgment. You do this the way that fits your energy. We're all dealing with a lot. It's easy to be overstimulated with worry, especially because of economic things, right? We're coming into the holiday seasons with all the pressures of that, to be places, buy things, cook things, and the prices of everything has gone up. And we're spending more time budgeting and strategizing and figuring out how to make the holiday special in a way that we feel comfortable with without overspending. And that is a challenge. Completely a challenge. Money is such an interesting energy, isn't it? It can cause us immense joy or immense stress. I don't know if there's any middle ground when it comes to money situations, hey? But what I do know is that if you can slow your energy down enough, ground it, you can think. You can clearly come up with strategies and ideas to move forward. The last few days, probably the last two, I found myself walking around or doing things, and I would cross my arms to protect my energy way more. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I caught myself doing it, and I was like, oh, isn't that interesting? So I went and found a shungite and put it in my pocket. Shungite, smoky quartz, black tourmaline, kyanite, black kyanite, which vibrates in a way that I can't handle. I can handle blue kyanite, but black just, yeah. Even talking about it, I get nauseous. The energy of it is just too much for me, for whatever that's going on. But if it works for you, excellent. So put one of those crystals in your pocket or your bra, whatever you're comfortable with, to help you slow down the energies so you can handle your life. Because there is a lot to handle. The pressure we're all feeling is immense. And acknowledge that for yourself and that you're doing the best that you know how to do. Because you are. You are. Even on the days you don't feel like it, it's okay. You are doing okay. And if you need some time to curl up in your blanket, cry, yell, scream, whatever you need to do, use your tools. There's no wrong way to handle this energy as long as you're not harming anybody else. And that's kind of subjective, isn't it? Because people can feel harmed by us holding our boundaries or saying no, but the harm I'm talking about is intentional harm, where you maliciously want someone to hurt. Let's not do that. And, of course, I'm going to disclaim that with every situation is unique. And if, you know, I don't know your personal experiences, so if that sentence just bothered you, just dig deep into yourself as to why. Ooh, everybody I talked to were being triggered more often and not really understanding why. Does that resonate with you? Write it down. Work through it. See if you can't do a little self-reflection on why that would trigger you. Maybe it's triggering because of a past situation. Maybe you really don't know, and maybe there's a past life something happening. There's all sorts of spiritual tools. And if you ever want to have a quick consultation to see if any of my tools will help you, because if my tools will not help you, I will actually send you or give you ideas of what kind of tools would help you. And if I know any practitioners of those, I will send you there. My mission is about helping. I'm never money motivated. Don't get me wrong, I love getting paid and being able to pay my bills, but that's not my primary motivator. For people to have the freedom of their own choices, that's my motivator. What's yours? Do you know? It's interesting. It's interesting to do a deep dive into that and figure it out. It really, really is. Okay. So I am going to, let's all take a nice breath in. I'm going to give you all a great big blessing before we go about this chakra balancing. And I think I'm just going to play the recordings I have of it because I'll probably screw it up if I don't because I am so energetically drained today. And so after the chakra balancing, I'm just going to go ahead and close out the show. So now I'm going to send you all a great big hug and a blessing. And don't forget to sign up for the energy clearing on Thursday. Pretty sure we're going to release negative energy that might be stuck in your energy field because so far that's where most of the votes have gone. And so timely. I'm probably going to do some of that work on myself later today. So again, I'm going to give you all a hug, and we're just going to take a few moments to shift our energy to go ahead and do this chakra meditation. Here we go.
Becoming aware of breathing, just notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to gently focus on the breath. Then let's take three big deep breaths as deeply as possible, beginning to release and then letting go. These are the breaths that signal it's time to go within. Three big, deep breaths. Breathe in calm. Breathe out stress. Breathing deeply. Deeply breathing. Now, as the normal, natural breathing begins occurring, imagine a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around, wafting around your head, your neck, your shoulders, and with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around, there's a gently and easily releasing and a letting go feeling going on, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back, circling around through the chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as this breeze continues to comfort down both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering, is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? With every breath, the breeze continues, circling around through the mid-back and around through the solar plexus. Every breath
drifting deeper now. The gentle sensation of this warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through the belly, releasing and letting go. As you're becoming more and more comfortable with every breath, this lovely breeze continues moving around thighs, knees, calves and ankles, and around through your feet, now and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. Being at one with the breeze, and this breeze still gently, easily moving all around and all through, so that at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed, deeply relaxed.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth. With those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thigh, higher, higher. And then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red, spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, 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 spinning. for all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Feels like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now, if that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages, right? Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies and it will happen. It's as simple as that. But visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head, and then you're going to move it down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light is going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shins, and out the bottoms of your feet. And ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. It takes a little trust, takes a little faith. But if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit PsychicCowgirl.com. That's PsychicCowgirl.com.